Fan Run Radio.
Fox Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Mountain View Chevy studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. This is Talk Sports. Cody McClure, John Reed, Ben Lee. Going to do this thing for the next 3 hours and get you closer to the weekend. Get you closer to Super Bowl Sunday. Vols, Ole Miss, big recruiting weekend coming up. The last one before signing day. We'll be joined by Blake Morgan at 11 to get a guest list, figure out what we have shaken here on campus. I know there are some big-time prospects planning on being in Knoxville. We'll see if Jeremy Pruitt and the Vols can land a couple of biggins, land a couple of defensive backs, land a couple of playmakers, and try to stay inside the top 20 in the recruiting rankings while also hopefully moving up closer to 10, 11, or 12. I'm John Reed, Cody McClure, getting set up, trying to get his headphones on. Cody, what's up, brother?
I'm all right, I guess.
Very strong start to the show for you. Your first words in the mic are,
Well, so I got a problem.
Very strong start to the show.
I'm a little rattled. I didn't have breakfast. So I woke up. I got a real problem with this. I got to start getting around earlier. I sleep.
Oh yeah, we've only talked about this for about a month now.
No, I sleep.
Wait,
and
we
I
started
sleep
what? January 2nd. January 2nd. We started talking about this. Today's February 2nd.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Speaking of Groundhog Day.
Well, I try to do all.
I have the same damn conversation with you every morning.
I try to do all my show prep the night before at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, assuming no big news breaks between 2 and 8. And you know, so I mess around. I know the last
your
minute
show prep.
I know the last minute where
your
I can
three
wake
notes
up.
You come in here with.
No, I know
prep.
My topics. I know what's going on, but no, I come in and or I think I can come in at a certain time. I know the last minute I can go. Well, this morning my doors were frozen shut. It's like 20 degrees out there, and I guess we got some weather last night, right? That's what the forecast said. Was there some sleet or something?
I don't know.
Well, whatever happened.
You're the one up at 2 o'clock in the morning, not me.
Yeah, whatever happened, my doors were frozen shut, and so it took me like 15 minutes to get them to thaw out. I had to climb over my seats, and that was, you can imagine that scene. So it was a hell of a deal, but I'm here. Just didn't have any breakfast. I thought about calling you and saying, hey, John, I think I'm going to miss the first segment. I need to get some breakfast, but I didn't want to say that. And then I didn't want to lie about it, so I was like, well, I'll just come in.
We got some interns out there. You want me to go get a food run for you?
No, I'll be
okay. I mean,
okay.
It's 3 hours a long time.
I'll be okay.
I got a pack of crackers out there. You want them?
No.
I got some peanut butter crackers. They're good.
I'm fine. I'd rather
get a little
just,
protein.
I'd rather just complain
get
about it.
A little
it.
Salt.
I'm
yeah.
okay.
Yeah, you'd rather just complain about it.
As long
sense.
As I can get some coffee in the back here in a minute, I'll get some coffee on our next break.
Oh, yeah.
Nate, is that coffee for everybody? For everybody. Okay, Nate yeah. says it's for everybody. I just discovered it yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Cody finally took the tour of the studio yesterday.
Such an expansive building out here.
Finally took a tour of the studio and discovered that we have a coffee machine. 865-546-8200. That's the phone lines. We're going to be wide open today. Like I said, Super Bowl Sunday, Vols, Mississippi. Recruiting weekend, whatever you want to talk about. Cody, what do you think the big story of the day is? Or from 2 a.m. in the morning?
I think we got it. I mean, Super Bowl, I guess? I mean, there's not like any real pressing news, as far as I know. Any major developments. I mean, Super Bowl, Tennessee basketball. I'm excited Blake Morgan's coming on to talk some recruiting because that's going to be big. Next Wednesday should be a blast.
We will be at Quaker Steak and Lube, by the way. Make plans to come hang out with us. Timberlake dropped an album. That's probably the big story of the day, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, a new Timberlake album.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of special.
Is it good if you listen to it?
You know, you can't make a decision after one listen through. My drive's only 45 minutes. I couldn't, you know, it's not even 45 minutes. It's about 35 minutes on sub mornings. You know, you don't get through it. I didn't even get all the way through it. And then you don't make a decision until at least, what, three times through an album? At least three times through an album?
If the album is good?
I just think it, whether the album's good or bad or, you know, how you feel about it. I think you have to have a minimum of 3 to 5 spins through it. Is that too many?
I think you know. If it's really good, I think you know after the first time.
I disagree.
I mean, if it's a real good album.
There have been very few albums that have blown me away the first time through. Very few. Especially if it's an artist you like, because you're always fantasy booking. You're always having higher expectations. You're expecting, oh, this is going to be the best ever. And, it's, you know, nobody makes the best ever album.
Well, I mean, Exile on Main Street. I feel like we have a totally different way of looking at this because all my favorite albums were like from before I was born.
Yeah.
So I didn't really get that feeling of,
oh, I'm an old soul. I should have been born in the 60s.
No, I don't think that. But I didn't get the feeling of looking through the albums and being, oh, yeah, next album, new album, can't wait.
No, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, by the time my guys were making new albums, it was all kind of trash because they had, you know, they're 65 and they'd already done all their good stuff. So.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I used to like the Now That's What I Call Music albums when they would come out.
Until what number?
Great compilations. I think I
also was, just known as the radio hits.
Basically, yeah.
You could have heard them all year on the radio.
And I did. But I think I was into, like, Now 13 through about, I think I had maybe up to 20. I had probably 6 or 7 of them.
That was the easiest gift for Christmas every year. My sister just wanted the Now.
Yeah.
That's What I Call Music album.
There were some good ones. Always pleased me. I like a good compilation.
It was a cool idea, I guess, but then the internet kind of made it obsolete.
Yeah, then it didn't really matter.
Does anybody still go out and buy actual albums? Like, go out and buy, not albums, but, you know, CDs in the store? Ben's raising his hand. You still do that?
Why do you do that, Ben? Because
I just like having a physical copy of it. I don't know. And my car only has a CD player.
Okay.
So it's like, if I want to
hear
it.
So no aux cord, no USB, no Bluetooth. You got to... Okay. That is a good reason to have CDs. I still have a bunch of CDs, but I got the aux cord, so.
I felt like I was late to the game. I was still buying CDs until basically like 2 years ago, like physical CDs, and then I was like, fine, okay, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, I mean, once, like, Spotify is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I pay the $10 a month for Spotify.
Too. Yeah.
I pay that, so I'm sort of buying an album every year, but or every month, but just have it on your phone.
And you get everything in the world.
Yeah.
Besides, like, I mean, there's
a couple of jerk artists that think they're too good for Spotify.
But there's not many of them. I mean,
that's one of the main reasons I know you're a jerk if you're not on Spotify, if you're an artist.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I like you less.
Bob Seger, I don't think he's on Spotify.
Garth Brooks. Also,
yeah, Garth is not, is he? Garth, you can't even watch his
videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
What a jerk. I'll be honest, it's made me like him less. It's made me like him less. He's trying to do his own music streaming thing, something called Ghost something. It was all at his concert a couple years ago. You know, if you want to stream Garth, go to download this. And I was like, no, we're not doing that.
We're not going to do that. We like you, but we don't like you that much.
865-546-8200. That will be the power rankings today. I gave you some homework last night. Did you go and listen to Justin Timberlake's catalog? Because we're doing top 5 Timberlake songs as our power ranking. Did you do that?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely did.
Chad Byers tweets in that this opener was like John Cell call yesterday. Yeah, never mind. Let's just go to break. Let's reset. Let's talk sports on Fox Sports Knoxville. back on the program. People were asking what the sales call was. Yesterday, we were in here trying to recruit people to join the fastest growing and most electric media entity in the state of Tennessee. And, you know, all my life I've been taught if you're leaving a voicemail, you can hit the pound key and it'll be like, do you want to send this message? Do you want to listen to this message? Or do you want to erase and re-record? So I make a mistake. The sales call's not going well. So I go to stop it. And as I hit pound, nothing happens. So I'm like, holding the phone back, talking. I'm like, nothing going to happen. And then I'm starting to get frustrated. I drop a couple curse words. I'm like, what the heck's going on here? I was like, oh, you're such an idiot, Jonathan. What are you doing? And then I'm just like, do I hang up now and just leave that as my resounding or as my final message to this to this company? So I just grab the phone. I'm like, okay, look, I know it sounds like it, but I promise I'm not an idiot. Can you call me back and we'll talk about it? So we'll see if they call back. Chances are they're not going to.
Well, you can't hit on all of them, right?
I felt like Mike in Swingers. I wanted to call back and leave another message. And then another message and another message.
Pam, I don't think this is going well.
Yeah. You know what? This our companies, we just don't see eye to eye. It's man. Not you guys, it's us. We just don't line up.
Yeah, it was pretty awkward, I guess.
Maybe the biggest story of the day right now is this video of, you know, Larry Nassar is back in court.
Uh-huh.
Because a part of his plea deal, he has to listen to every single testimony or, I guess, survivor statement. I don't know what they're calling these, but he has to listen from every person that he harmed. And right now, in court, about, I guess, 40 minutes ago, one of the fathers of one of the victims addresses the judge, and he says, can I have 5 minutes with Larry Nassar behind a locked door? And the judge says, you know, while I probably think you deserve it, I can't do that. And he said, well, what about 1 minute? And then she said, no. And he said, well, I'm going to take it anyways, and runs at Nassar in the courtroom, screaming, let me at him. And he gets hogtied by three of the cops, two other people in the courtroom. Pretty surreal video coming from Local 4 News in Detroit.
Yeah, I just watched that on your computer. I didn't know that was Larry Nassar.
After he was removed from the court, the assistant attorney general addressed the court saying, I don't want to see any other parents get arrested or put handcuffs on or a victim, basically asking, please show some restraint.
So did the guy, he got arrested for?
Yeah, you get arrested. You can't do that in court. Now, I don't know what kind of punishment that will be.
They'll probably throw it out.
He'd probably have to sit in jail all day, though. I'd say he has to sit in jail for a couple hours.
Did he get to him? I mean,
no, he didn't get close.
No.
He didn't get close.
So it wasn't even worth it then.
The cops, a little bit too good at their job.
Not even worth it then. I would have liked to have seen him.
At least he knows he. Well, a lot of people were asking last week, you know, like, you know, if I was a father, I would have done this and this. This guy at least can have the peace of mind that he, I guess, went crazy and had the reaction I think we all would.
He looks like a big guy.
No, yeah, he's a big guy.
I mean, if he had gotten to him, he probably would have.
That would stink to me, those cops, to have to put him down when he's doing that.
Yeah, just let him free. Just let him do his
just
thing.
Just trip. Just
they should have let him just, like, they should have just been a little bit too slow.
Yeah,
like, give him one little swing, and then, oh, okay.
Yeah, half step too slow. Everyone, I think, would have been okay with it. Everyone would have been okay with it. Right now on the front of ESPN, kind of sticking with the courtroom, we have a TCU wide receiver filing a lawsuit against Gary Patterson and TCU, accusing them of pressuring him to play through an injury. Also suing the Big 12 for a lack of policies, procedures, and protocols and safeguards against coaches pressuring athletes to play through injuries. He's asking for $1 million. Colby Listenby. Is he any good? Do you remember him?
Never heard of him.
He's got a pitcher having a catch against Oklahoma.
Yeah. I did hear about this story, though, and Do we know what kind of injury?
Yes, I do.
It was
a pelvic injury.
Pelvis, yes, okay.
It was a pelvic injury, and he is saying that he was never able to play in the NFL due to his pelvic instability. In 2015, Liston B. injured his pelvis against SMU. He sat out the next 2 weeks, and as he was sitting out, he claims he was continuously harassed, humiliated, pressured, and threatened by Patterson and then offensive coordinator.
Given continuous injections by the TCU training staff.
Do we think this is isolated? Is this something everybody should be paying attention to? Because $1 million is a pretty big lawsuit.
Yeah.
$1 million is a pretty big lawsuit. And I asked you if you had heard of this guy. You hadn't.
No, I've never heard of this guy.
So I don't know if he was some big NFL prospect. I'm going to try to find out.
I mean, if they wanted him to play that bad, he's obviously, you know, he's obviously a key to their team. By isolated, I mean, do you think this is just one guy, or do you think this is sort of a systemic thing going on with TCU? I think this kind of stuff probably goes on everywhere very often.
He was a sixth-round pick, 192nd overall by Buffalo in 2016. So I guess he was good enough to get a look. He got drafted. His junior year, 753 yards, 4 touchdowns. Senior year, 597, 5 touchdowns. I mean, he was fine in that offense, but he was a tall receiver, did get drafted. So he's suing TCU and Gary Patterson and the Big 12 for $1 million. So he was forced to undergo surgery to repair 2 sports hernias, that he had to have a metal plate placed in the area to fuse his pelvic bones together. TCU issued the following statement. As a practice, TCU does not comment on the specifics of pending litigation. However, we take tremendous pride in its longstanding tradition of excellence in providing a positive experience for its students, athletes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing. No statement.
Yeah.
No statement. You think Gary Patterson's worried today? Like, our college coach is worried because, you know, with here in Knoxville, there was the whole discussion about concussions, right?
Yeah. If this had been a concussion, I think it would be a much bigger story. If it had been some sort of head injury or neck injury or something like that.
If he's saying he was kind of, quote-unquote, forced to play through a head injury, yeah, you think it's a bigger deal?
Yeah, which pelvic instability can be a real problem, from what I understand. But, you know, I think a head injury would be a much bigger deal here.
Yeah, because it's been constantly in the news, right? Concussions, head injuries.
Yeah, of course.
Constantly in the news.
And I don't want to – obviously, I'm not comparing Gary Patterson to Art Briles. Totally opposite, different situations. But TCU is the kind of place that, to me, is sort of like Baylor. They've had unprecedented success under Gary Patterson, and I wonder how that will come into play if I imagine a place like TCU, Gary Patterson's got a lot of power.
Oh yeah, I would say he's the most powerful man in that city.
Yeah, for what he has brought them in football.
Yeah,
I mean, because if this was going on at, you know, Alabama, well, somewhere else that's more known for football and things like that, it would be different. But for him, I wonder if he could, you know, sweep things under the rug a little bit easier. Maybe not as much media spotlight. Maybe not as many reporters willing to kind of dig into. You know, they probably got a good relationship with him.
Well, see, I don't know if it's that, because I feel like it could happen in any big-time college football program.
I feel like it would get – and I'm going under an assumption here that this happens all the time at TCU, and maybe it doesn't. Maybe this is just one incident. But I'm just thinking if it happens at a bigger university, it gets exposed a little quicker.
I don't know. Because, I mean, we all heard all the rumors and stuff from here in Knoxville,
mm-hmm,
about things like this behind closed doors, injuries, concussions, like I said. And, I mean, no one ever got to the bottom of anything here. It was still kind of swept under the rug, or not pushed on, right? It wasn't like anyone went and did some big-time journalism stuff. Everyone kind of, I don't want to say looks the other way, but, you know, it's...
Well, Tennessee's a lot like
You think TCU and Tennessee are similar?
Not at all on a national spotlight kind of thing, but it's the local people here, though. You got a lot of fans who are also reporters, you know what I mean? You got a lot of guys that are really close to the team that are – they're fans of the team. I do wonder sometimes, you know, if things don't get exposed as quickly.
Be curious to see what the settlement is on this. Got some breaking news regarding a Tennessee football player, former Tennessee football player. It's not bad news. It's good news. We'll give it to you on the other side. It's Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville.
The best.
I'm in that 745. Hope I can't come scoop you up round 745. Slide around with my drop top up or down, you down the right. Look into my eyes and told me, daddy, show you right. 745.
Fox Sports Knoxville proudly broadcast from the Mountain View Chevy studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Mountain View Chevy, the home of the low price promise. Cody Mack, what's the low price promise?
Low price promise is if they can't meet or beat an advertised price, they'll give you the car for free.
Why did it sound like you were having to think so hard?
Trying to remember, because there's the other thing about the Silverados, $14,000.
I mean, they're going to have Silverados. I think that's a pretty safe promise, too.
Something with $14,000 something on the Silverados.
Yeah, they're discounted up to $14,000
right, off. So I was trying to make sure that's not the low price promise. The low price promise is that they will meet or beat any advertised price, or they'll give you the card for free.
You started slow, but you really heated up there. The confidence finally came to you at the end.
Yeah. I had to kick the brain back on.
They are located at 310 East 20th Street in downtown Chattanooga. You can search their inventory, compare prices at mtnviewchevy.com, and remember, it's not a Chevy unless it's a Mountain View Chevy. Promised some breaking news a little bit from the NFL. Alvin Kamara has won the Pepsi Rookie of the Year, voted on by the fans.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And that's not the official one coming from the NFL just yet. That's the Pepsi one.
Do we know how often the Pepsi Rookie of the Year coincides with the actual Rookie of the Year award? Is it usually the same guy? I'm looking at a list of past Pepsi Rookie of the Year winners.
Or do they just... Yeah.
Is it the same award?
No, it's not. Okay. This one's voted on by the fans. The NFL acknowledges the AP's Rookie of the Year, the Associated Press. The press will vote on it. This is a fan vote. Alvin Kamara, this really just speaks to his popularity and success. I mean, he's a baller. Like, he's all over the place now. You saw him during the Pro Bowl being the athlete that they picked to go toward Disney World and, you know, film himself doing some rides. That was him. He had the showdown with Travis Kelce playing Madden where he releases that video where he's sipping tea and challenges him. Like, the NFL's pushing him as a star, and Pepsi and the fans voting for him Rookie of the Year just kind of solidifies that. Now, I don't know if he's going to win the AP one. I think, you know, I really got to where I thought he was going to win it week 13 or so, but then Kareem Hunt kind of bounced back and started running the ball really well.
And Kareem has already won one Rookie of the Year award this year, hasn't he? I believe the Pro Football Writers Award.
Did he?
Yeah, he won the Offensive Rookie of the Year for the Pro Football Weekly, Pro Football Writers.
Okay. And if it's the writers, that's going to maybe reflect the thoughts of the Associated Press as well, right?
Possibly. Last year, it looks like Dak won all of them.
Which was stupid.
Well, no.
Zeke should have been one of the Rookies of the Year.
Zeke was the Pro Football Rookie of the Year. Dak won the AP and the Pepsi last year.
Also, last year the Pepsi and the AP matched up.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be down to Kamara versus Kareem Hunt. I do think that both of them had great years. I do think both of them were lucky that Deshaun Watson tore his ACL or else he would have been your Rookie of the Year.
before Dak, the Pepsi and the AP didn't match up. You got to go all the way back to 2011 and Cam Newton.
Okay.
Every other year they did not match up.
What about the Riders and the AP? Is that asking you to do too much?
They matched up on Gurley, Beckham, and Eddie Lacy.
Eddie Lacy was rookie of the year?
Yeah, so three of the last four they matched up. The AP and the other riders.
What a fall from grace from rookie of the year to the career Eddie Lacy's had.
If you look
kinda
at
like
that,
Vince Young's, I guess.
If you look at that though and you think about the riders, it does kind of make you think they could match up again.
Yeah. No, I mean I think it's gonna be Kareem Hunt. I think he did enough down the stretch, basically starting on that night game on Saturday night against the Chargers that was basically for the division. He kind of ran wild, caught a couple touchdowns. I think Kamara will finish second. I do think they were lucky Deshaun Watson got hurt. But Kamara gets one nod, and it comes from the fans of football. His popularity through the roof. As we look towards the NFL this weekend and the Super Bowl, what's your level of excitement for the Super Bowl?
I'd put it at about 7.
I'm way down.
All right.
I barely care about it.
Because of?
I just, Nick Foles, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's Patriots fatigue. Maybe it's the fact that I've kind of resigned myself to the fact they're going to win.
What if they don't?
What does that do for me? Like, if they
well,
don't.
Nothing.
Well, that's
but,
my
I
point.
Mean,
like, if the Eagles win, like, Brady's still going to be thought of as the greatest. Belichick's still going to be thought of as the greatest.
I mean,
we talked about all the coaching jobs being full. It's not like Belichick's really going to leave.
I mean, when the Giants beat the Patriots, so it's, you know, at least you can, I guess, kind of pull for the underdog with Philly.
They had never lost before in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And that Giants team was just more fun than Philly for me. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, because Philly's kind of, you know, their fans suck, and it makes it hard to root for them.
If Carson Wentz was playing, I think I'd be a little bit more excited. I don't buy in. A lot of the money has been bet on Philadelphia. The line got knocked down from 5.5 down to 4. Like, people are betting on the Eagles. I just don't see it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm going to look stupid. But you give 2 weeks for Belichick and Patricia to scheme up against a backup quarterback. And look, we did the exercise with Nick Foles yesterday where what teams would want him, and we couldn't really think of any. He is, by all intents and purposes, a backup quarterback. 2 weeks, the biggest stage in football. Feel free to save this, Ben, and play it back for me on Monday if the Eagles win. But I think the Patriots are going to roll.
It's going to make it really awkward if the Eagles win for Nick Foles and for you. But mainly,
and not so much for me.
Mainly for Nick Foles.
I'll be fine. I'll get over it.
And the Eagles. It's going to be awkward for the Eagles.
Well, they'd rather have the awkwardness of winning the Super Bowl and having to deal with it.
No, I'm sure they would. I'm sure they would. It would be their first ever Super Bowl.
First ever.
So.
First ever. And the fallout from the city of Philadelphia would be fun. This just doesn't – you know, the Falcons last year, I was like, okay, I'll root for the Falcons. Not hard or anything. I mean, they're close. I got some friends who are Falcons fans. I wanted them to be happy. Wanted the Patriots to lose. But, like, it's just – it's at the point where it's like rooting against LeBron in the East, rooting against Alabama. You're just going to end up disappointed. It's kind of how it feels like. If you're rooting against the Patriots, chances are, if they're not playing the Giants, you're going to end up disappointed. So I've just decided to remove myself emotionally from it.
Was the last time the city of Philadelphia had a title, would it be the Phillies in 08?
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty recent, so yeah.
Unless the hockey team, they haven't won one, have they? I mean, I know the Sixers haven't.
Sixers won in the 80s. Sixers got one in the 80s.
Right, but not.
Like 81, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
But not recently.
But not recently, yeah, no. And the football team's never gotten one. The Phillies, yeah, the Phillies got one, I guess, about a decade ago. So it's not like they're a starving city for championships, but the football franchise, yeah, never gotten one before.
I don't think the hockey team has ever had one, or at least it hasn't been in, you know, the last 30 years.
Yeah, since the Sixers.
So they probably are ready to win a title.
Well, yeah, I would say this. I would say the city of Philadelphia really wants to win this one.
Yeah,
I'd say they're pretty invested in winning this this championship.
Yeah, I mean they're having to grease up the poles to keep them from rioting in the streets.
They tried that against Minnesota, and I saw people still being able to get up the poles.
What's their thing with climbing poles? I mean, why is that there?
I don't know. I feel like any celebration downtown, you want to scale it and get high and sit up there on top of the riot.
Yeah, it seems risky to me.
It does seem risky.
I think I'd rather just be at a rooftop bar, maybe.
You wouldn't be out in the streets partying?
Probably not.
I think I would be. If we ever get a title, if we ever get a title around here and people go to the streets, I'll be out there partying.
I can see you climbing a light pole.
Yeah, if the Titans ever get to the Super Bowl, I'll go to Nashville and hang out in the city.
Yeah.
Run around. I'll be there. I think it'd be fun. Losing would be no good. If it's a different type of riot, does Philly have a different type of riot coming up if they lose?
I'm hoping for.
Do they just pour out in the streets?
That's what I'm really hoping for. I'd rather see a riot if Philly loses. Forget all the good moods. You know what I mean?
Let's go to the phone lines and grab Alan. Alan, thanks for joining the show, man.
Hey, you guys. How you doing?
What's going on?
Hey, they like to bust out the light bulbs.
They bust out the light bulbs?
That's why they
climb the poles. Climb the light poles to bust out the light bulbs.
That's pretty perfect. That's better than just trying to get on top of it. Okay.
You got to love that.
So you get the glass all over the roads.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful.
Nice.
Appreciate
it. Right up there with burning the mattress.
Appreciate the insight, brother.
All right, bye.
865-546-8200. Good job by him. They bust the light bulbs. I got in a lot of trouble for that when I was younger.
For climbing light poles and busting the lights?
At the Knoxville Zoo. Right, you know where the Knoxville Zoo is? Have you been to the Knoxville Zoo recently?
Yeah.
Up above it, there is a cattle center. Mm-hmm. Like a place where people come and show cattle. Right? Like they do it's not 4-H. I think it's bigger than 4-H. But basically, people will bring their prize steer and heifer and show them, and then people will buy them. Anyways, I had to go to a lot of those when I was younger.
You were the prize steer.
No. Not a steer. You jerk. But, no, my brother did them. And all my cousins, my dad would bring, you know, my dad would compete against basically his friends, and it was a pride thing. Anyways, up there would be, they used to have carnivals and fairs and stuff up there. So, like, all the booths, the ticket booths, all the cotton candy booths were all up there. And we'd get on top of them and unscrew all the light bulbs. Because you know how those things all have, like, light bulbs, like, many of them?
Mm-hmm.
Like, 30 light bulbs going around to make it light up. And we'd unscrew them and then break them. Just throw them down. I was, like, 5.
Okay.
But I got in a lot of trouble for
just
it.
Just wanted to see the show, huh?
Just wanted
just
to break
like
some stuff.
Just like the feeling of breaking it.
Yeah.
I can get behind that.
And I got in a lot of trouble.
I can see where that would be fun. I mean, I guess Philly fans, though, like, I mean, why do they want to,
I was 5. It was fun when I was 5.
Yeah, these people are like 40.
These guys are 25 to 40 and in a group of people. Where are they breaking the light bulbs at? Like, on people's heads? Are they just dropping them? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, because there have to be people down on the streets below them. So why are they getting up there? Glass falling? They're just shattering glass everywhere? Seems very risky.
Tom Brady reportedly has a cut on his calf. Did you see this, where a dog bit him?
I did see that. Apparently he raised his arms up.
At a police dog, and the police dogs attacked him.
Yeah. That's a pretty incredible story.
Brady pulling out all the stops to try to get a couple more built-in excuses in case he plays bad. He's wearing the stupid glove. Look, buddy, you already played a football game with your hand. You don't need to keep wearing the glove. Like, you already did that. And you scored 2 touchdowns in the 4th quarter. You're fine. Why are you still milking the glove injury, Brady? We've already seen you play. We know you're okay.
I mean, why is he making these excuses?
That's what Bart Scott accused him of. Said every big game, Brady has a built-in excuse. It was the hand in the AFC Championship. Now it's the dog bite, the distraction from his kids.
He never loses. I don't know why he's got the excuses.
Did you see the video going around yesterday?
Oh my God, of him and his son.
Of him kissing his son.
Oh, that was I cringed at that.
That was weird.
Yeah, weird is the best way to describe it. Just about a second too long. You know what I mean? So about a second too long.
He's on like a massage table. His son's rocking it. It was pretty cool. His son's rocking the TB12 shirt. His son's repping the dad's brand. And he comes over and, you know, he goes to give his son a kiss. And, yeah, it was just about a second and a half too long.
Yeah, he's like, give dad a kiss or whatever, you know. And that's fine, you know.
Personally, we always had kind of, well, not a rule. It was just kind of an unspoken rule. I never kissed my parents in the lips.
I'm pretty sure I never did either. And, like, when I think about it now, I think about how weird it would have been if I did. Like, we hugged. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But some families do.
My mom a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah, they, you know.
I never really kissed my dad on the cheek, I don't think.
I know, like, in Europe, you know, that's a very, they greet each other with the little side-to-side, you know. But it's not like, this was like a second too long with his son.
Second and a half. It was.
It
weird.
Almost looked like a second kiss, like a, you know, it, a peck and then
was,
a.
It was weird.
It was really weird.
And that's an unfortunate thing to have on camera.
The kid's like 11, right?
The kid did seem a little too old.
Yeah. Yeah, like a kid. It wasn't like a toddler. Give daddy a kiss. No, it was like a.
He's at least like nine. At least.
Yeah, he's getting close to double digits, if he's not already. It was
odd.
Awkward to watch.
You know what? I changed my mind. I'm rooting for the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Let's go to the phone line. Let's grab Avon. What's up, Avon?
Man, y'all just segued into a hater on the GOAT, man. TB12 is the best.
I'm not hating. I just said it was weird. It was weird. He kissed his son in the mouth for about a second and a half.
Where's Giselle Bourne? She's born in South America. It's very common down there. Extend a kiss.
Okay. Okay. That's a fair point. His wife's.
Well, they're in Boston now, and I don't think it's that common.
You switch pitch to the Eagles. What's wrong? I mean, come on. The largest spread in the Super Bowl. The Eagles.
It's got bet down to four. It's not bigger. Cam and the Panthers were 5-point favorites over the Broncos.
Yeah, look what happened.
Yeah, they got upset. Are you for the Patriots or for the Eagles? Who are you rooting for?
I'm for the GOAT, man. I'm a Patriot all the way.
You saw what happened. You're basically telling me you think the Eagles are going to win.
No. The Eagles, they can't win. The only weapon they have is LeGarrette Blount. He'll get a touchdown. That's about it. Other than that,
Alshon Jeffrey's pretty good. Well, that Nelson
you
Aguilar.
You got Malcolm Butler back there shutting down.
Jay Ajayi's pretty good, too.
That Jay Ajayi, Nelson Aguilar's pretty good.
Derek Barnett.
Oh,
right,
Derek
guys.
Barnett.
Quit hating on the GOAT. After Sunday,
I wasn't hating on him.
No doubt.
He's the greatest. He's just kissing the man.
He loves his boy, man.
He just kissed his kid a little too long.
A full body massage. Have you ever had a full body massage like that?
When I have a full body massage like that, the last thing I want to do is kiss my son in the lips. You're out of here, Avon. When I'm getting a full body massage, the last thing I want to do is to have my son come give me a second and a half kiss. And I just said he's the greatest. Peyton's still the greatest.
I want to party with Avon. Sounds like Avon's been in the screwdrivers this morning.
Avon's just passionate. He loves the GOAT. All right, let's do some power rankings.
Right coming now? Up.
Yeah. Yeah. I told
what?
You.
It's 10:45. When have we ever done power rankings before 11?
Blake Morgan asked me if I would do the power rankings before. He wanted to give his.
Oh, this is a disaster.
That's why I gave you an assignment, homework.
You've had 24 hours to prepare.
Oh, shut up, Ben. You don't have your five either.
I didn't assign
you
five.
I got to find Caroline. She knows the five.
Caroline's gone.
Oh, this is bad. All right.
Power rankings, Justin Timberlake songs coming up next. The oldest trick in the book, the old bait and switch, as we come back to the Mountain View Chevy studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. I got to push power rankings back to 11:15. Cody was scrambling, didn't do his homework.
I was ready to go.
I was like, well, we got about 5-6 minutes in this segment. I don't have enough time to really debate your rankings.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, we'll push it back. I made the executive decision. I'll still let Blake Morgan give us his at the top of the hour. But right now, we're going to wait.
Do you have your list ready?
I got my list ready. Well, I got a list of like eight I'm trying to mold into my top five. So, no, I don't have mine ready either.
Logan says I should put That Girl in my top five.
You know, that's where I'm coming to. That's where I was. That's where I'm kind of at too. Like, I'm looking for that fifth spot. I'm looking for that fifth spot. I don't have a spot locked down for That Girl yet. I was trying to think, like, is that in the top five? Is that in the top five? So I'm just going to push it back. Push it back 10 minutes or so, or 15 minutes or so. We'll really, you know, deliberate.
Well,
come up with the perfect list.
I didn't need you to. I was ready to go.
You were not. You had five different songs going at the same time out of YouTube. I've never seen such a thing. You had one big smash up melody from Timberlake song.
Playing all the channels in my different brain waves.
Could you listen to each one differently? Can you listen to two things at one time?
Oh yeah. I'm like Beethoven.
Can you actively do that for real?
I can. I'm like Beethoven.
Can you like listen to like a podcast in your right ear and have a conversation in the left ear and remember it?
Was Beethoven deaf?
Yeah, so I don't think you are like Beethoven.
I'm like Mozart.
Yeah.
One of those guys could really listen to something. I don't know.
I don't think it was the deaf guy.
No, I don't either. No, I can't listen to two things at once. The reason that you heard that is because there was like an ad playing, and then I had another video going, and I couldn't, you know, just trying to figure it out.
Six former Ole Miss football players are building their appeal for immediate eligibility around text messages they say were sent to recruits to downplay the severity of the NCAA investigation. Shea Patterson, of course, going to Michigan. He's the headliner here, other than Van Jefferson. Van Jefferson going to Florida. They were not granted immediate eligibility. They are appealing that. They are appealing that and saying, hey, come on, don't make us sit out a year. And I don't think they should.
It is pretty dumb. I mean, for what they what they went through at Ole Miss, probably being misled by Hugh Freeze. They probably got, I would imagine they profited.
Either that or they're still getting paid. And they're like, yeah, we'll sit through the sanctions for a couple hundred grand. But according to screenshots of text messages exchanged by recruits who signed with the Rebels in 2016, players were told that the NCAA violations occurred before Hugh Freeze was hired as head coach in 2012. The grounds for the waiver are based on an NCAA rule that allows transferring players to become immediately eligible if they transfer because of egregious behavior by a staff member at their former school. That term isn't defined, and there's never been a case like this, so the NCAA will be riding on a clean slate in deciding whether the conduct of certain Ole Miss officials constitutes egregious behavior. Do we think that these players should be allowed to play?
Yeah, I think so. They've been through enough with Ole Miss. Like, they got to...
They did commit in 2016, though, when the black cloud was surrounding the program.
Yeah, but these guys, they didn't really get to benefit from the success that, like, you know, Kim Dichie and Treadwell and the guys that came before that were really... part of the, you know, the cheater class. I mean, those guys, they benefited more. They beat Alabama a couple times. They really didn't do much after that, but I think they got a Cotton Bowl in there somewhere. But these guys, I mean, yeah, just let them play. I mean, I have no problem with them playing. What good does it do to keep them from playing, I guess is what I'm wondering. I mean, why not let them play? You know what I mean? What's the downside?
Like, especially if we are going to try to push across this year that transfers can leave immediately, right? Remember, like, all the rules that are, like, in place that, like, oh, well, we're looking at immediate transfers, eligibility for players. Well, there's another one we're looking at. If your coach leaves or is fired, you can play immediately. Like, I feel like if we're pushing these rules across, we should go ahead and just let this slide this one time. It's kind of like what San Francisco's doing. Did you see what San Francisco's doing with the marijuana? Now that marijuana's legal in California, they're basically going to go back in hindsight and kind of wipe the slate clean on certain people doing jail time or with records of, you know, marijuana arrests.
As they should. I mean, right. We're so behind on some of these things. Like,
it'd be one of the worst things in the world, Cody, would be to be in prison right now for marijuana.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
As it's becoming legal across the country and everyone's like, okay, it's not that big of a deal now. That would be pretty terrible. You were still breaking the law, but you were still breaking the law at the time, but now we're going to, like, celebrate it and glorify it.
Yeah, but breaking the law, like, who hasn't broken the law? It's a stupid law. I mean, you break a stupid law, is it really? I know it's the law, whatever, but it's so dumb to me. It's just so dumb. We're so behind on so many things. These transfers, I feel like, are another one, but marijuana is a big one. And I'm not even a pot guy. I've told you, I don't smoke pot. But it's dumb to me. It makes no sense. I mean, it's just like, it's probably safer than drinking.
Apparently Mozart was also deaf.
Why are all these classical composers, why do they all have trouble hearing? And how did they create such good music?
I don't know.
That's another thing I've got a problem with.
The only great composer of our time who could hear apparently was August Rush.
Yeah, apparently. The marijuana, the composers, the transfer rules, it's all a sham.
Hour two in the book. Or no, that's hour one. Mercy.
We still got two to go.
We'll talk some recruitment with Blake Morgan next. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville.